Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Last night in North Canaan, search crews had to suspend a search for a possible submerged car. Officials say Connecticut State Police will continue that search this morning. The search was staged around Route 44 and Lawrence Avenue, which shut down roads for a period of time. Boats were in the Housatonic River searching for a possible submerged vehicle. Officials say the river is about 5 to 10 feet above normal. That search was hampered by muddy water and floating debris. No car was found last night. As we first reported yesterday here on Robinhood Radio, Salisbury has now hired a firm to conduct an independent investigation of sexual abuse allegations made against a former longtime town employee. First Selectman Curtis Rand said yesterday in a statement released through the town's attorney. During the last Board of Selectmen's meeting in September, a group of people came forward to ask for such an investigation, claiming the man had sexually abused young people for decades. That man retired in 2005 and still resides in town. Noble Horizons invites you to Medicare, what you need to know for 2019. The program's at 12:30. It's free. Experts will help you prepare for October 7th, December 7th enrollment period and the changes to Medicare in 2019. More information at noblehorizons.org. Great Barrington Historical Society presents a look back at businesses that are gone but not forgotten. Merchants and the general public invited to share their memories with Mike Fitzpatrick and Jane Green at the Teague Senior Center at 7 p.m. Admission is free. In Kent, the regional task force focused on monitoring air in Connecticut towns before the Cricket Valley Power Plant begins operation is gearing up, welcoming the state's Commissioner of Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. Commissioner Robert Klee has been invited to speak tonight at 7 p.m. in the large meeting room at Kent Town Hall to the Western Connecticut Clean Air Action Task Force. The group formed this summer to help initiate air monitoring. The public is invited to attend. In Pine Plains, every fourth Friday of the month, the Pine Plains United Methodist Church sponsors a supper from 5 till 7 p.m. The next supper will take place this Friday. The free will offering will benefit feeding your needs. Audubon Sharon is hosting free morning bird walks and live animal presentations each weekend throughout September. Bird walks are held each Saturday from 8 till 9:30 at the Audubon Center on Cornwall Bridge Road and each Sunday from 9 to 11 at Miles Wildlife Sanctuary on West Cornwall Road in Sharon. In addition, live animal presentations will take place each Sunday afternoon at the Sharon Audubon Center at 3. Bird walk participants should wear comfortable walking shoes or hiking boots and bring binoculars if you have them. A craft fair coming up on the 29th from 10 to 4, hosted by Material Girls of St. John's in Ankrum at the Copaic Park building on Mountain View Road. Queen Bee will be spinning tunes, the tag sale table. Also, there'll be live music. Lunch and refreshments will be available as well. The Canaan Child Care Center is hosting a murder mystery dinner, Murder Among the Leaf Peepers, September 29th at 6 p.m. at the Canaan Country Club, 74 High Street. Tickets are available in advance and also at the door. Contact Fran Chappelle at 860-824-0597 if you'd like to register. On Saturday the 29th from 7 till 9 p.m. at the Rojan Library, Astronomy with David Kiefer, discussing the basics of astronomy and objects in the sky, followed by outdoor viewing, weather permitting, of constellations and stars. Enjoy two classic silent film shorts with live music by Donald Sosen and Joanna Seaton, including a pie-throwing contest before the film, including Battle of the Century starring Laurel and Hardy and Beyond the Rock starring Gloria Swanson and Rudolph Valentino. That'll be shown on Saturday at 7:30 at the Library Annex on Century Boulevard in Millerton. Doors open at 7. A $5 donation is asked at the door. Refreshments are available. The Music in Archives in Racebrook Lodge on Route 41 in Sheffield, hosting a gathering for fans featuring several impromptu and organized events September 29th and 30th. Suggested donation of $20 will benefit the development of music in the archives. The Racebrook Lodge and Stagecoach Tavern will offer dinner, brunch, and room accommodation packages for that weekend. More information at 413-229-2916 or musicin.org. Berkshire Botanical Gardens art and garden exhibitions have been extended now through September 30th, featuring installations by 10 contemporary artists that are displayed throughout the 15-acre grounds. Viewings will be held daily from 9 to 5 p.m. at 5 West Stockbridge Road in Stockbridge. American Legion Post 178 in Millerton, New York, holding a clam bake on Sunday the 30th from 11 till 5. Clams, raw and steamed, shaved steak sandwiches, sausage, chicken, chowder, draft beer, soda, water, $35 per person, horseshoes, and corn bag toss. You're invited to come and have fun. The 35th Northwest Connecticut Crop Hunger Walk, Ending Hunger One Step at a Time, will be held on Sunday at 1 o'clock, beginning at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Local food banks and voucher programs received thousands of dollars from the walk each year. You can walk by forming a team, going yourself, underwrite expenses, or donate online at crophungerwalk.org or calling 860-435-2627. A celebration of the life of Diana Hanbury King will be held on Sunday, September 30th at 1 o'clock at the Kildonan School in Amenia, New York. For more information or to RSVP, kildonan.org. 2018 Burger Laverick TH Alumni Soccer Game and Chicken Barbecue will be held at the Copic Memorial Park on Sunday. Soccer game begins at 1, the chicken barbecue at 4. All proceeds will be donated to Dollars for Scholars towards a scholarship in honor of Justin Berger and Fred Laverick III. T-shirts and barbecue tickets are $10 each. Wanda Houston and Michael Berkeley presenting an afternoon of Broadway and show tunes at 2 p.m. on September 30th, the First Congregational Church on the Green in Sheffield. A suggested donation of $15 will support the maintenance of the First Berkshire County Meeting House that was built back in 1765. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 69.84 to 26,492.21 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 8,007.47 and the S&P 500 at 29,15.56. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.